Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
To the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. This is music from the Salt Lake City Mass Choir. More of thee. Who doesn't want more of thee? I tell you what, this is Real Gospel.
We bow in your presence, seeking your glory. Craving your essence, we want more of thee. Anticipating the fall of your power. Oh, we bow,
asking for fullness,
longing
to see you, beauty and praise
your
majesty.
Incline our hearts
to seek your name. We want more of you, Jesus.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists definitely get to tell their stories. The CD project is entitled All Praise. I am so honored to be on the phone by the Salt Lake City Mass Choir's own Tim Drisdom. Welcome to Real Gospel, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. So Salt Lake City, huh?
Yes, sir.
that's great. That's amazing. What's going on in Salt Lake City? I've heard of it, but I guess it's just one of those places. Unless you've actually been there, you don't know a whole lot about it. So, what's going on in Salt Lake City?
Man, just a group of people that really love Jesus, man, and just really trying to make his name great here. It's a very unique place, obviously, for gospel music to come from, so we're just excited to be used, man.
Amen. You know, when I think of Utah, I think of the jazz.
Right.
Karl Malone, John Stockton, the dynamic
duo.
Yeah,
all those guys.
Yeah, from back in the day. I mean, I'm just saying because I'm a basketball fan, not as
right.
as lately, but I mean, you know, from back in the day, back when, one of the members of the Dream Team, you know, that kind of stuff. But but I never thought gospel. I never thought ministry. I also thought, isn't that, I don't mean any disrespect to people who are Mormons, but they consider that Mormon country as well, correct?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. It's a place where I think the highest percentage of the LDS people is the highest percentage here in Salt Lake City. So, I don't think anybody's offended. It's just a fact.
Okay. So, where are you from there?
No, I'm not from here.
Okay, so yeah,
not from here. I am originally from Los Angeles, California. So I am a Laker fan, and not a jazz fan. We definitely embrace some of the guys here that are on the team, and
Okay. So let's morph into this choir and the ministry and how talk to us about the ministry that you belong to and how the Salt Lake City Mass Choir came to be.
Yeah, so back in 2011, it's funny you say you're a basketball fan. I actually came to Salt Lake City on a scholarship to play basketball for the University of Utah.
Okay.
Back in 2002. And so after playing there and, spent a couple of years playing a little bit professionally overseas and things of that nature, it was a very clear call from God. And I always tell people it's the first time that I really, really feel like I've ever heard God's voice. And it was very clear, and he just said, "Hey, man, it's time to kind of get off of that, and I got something for you to do, and here it is." When we first set out to do it back in 2011, it was a great response in terms of people being excited and things of that nature. We got a great response, but over time, it being in Salt Lake City, it also had its challenges. So, but God was faithful. In 2012, we recorded All Praise, and now we're here today, pushing this record, and we got the single out, and really just having a good time.
I love the single. I mean, I really love what you're doing in it, and the message in the music. Who's writing and producing and collaborating? I hear a mixture of things in this music that I don't normally hear, and I guess. It's well-rounded. It has a well-rounded sound. I'm trying to think of the instruments that I hear. I can even tell from listening to it that it is a mixed choir. I'm looking at the cover, and of course I see other than black folk on there, but they're not just there as props. I can really tell that they have an influence in the sound.
And I'm glad you say that. That speaks volumes to me, because it is. It's definitely. We're in Salt Lake City, so let's just be real. There's not a whole lot of us's here in Salt Lake City, us as being the black folk, but which is the beauty of it, because, you know, heaven is going to be, hopefully heaven is going to sound like the Salt Lake City Mass Choir, in that there's going to be a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnicities of people coming together to sing praise to God. So we definitely have a unique sound, and I'm thankful that that's coming through. That particular song was actually written by one of the local guys here, who, you know, I tell people all the time, this is the very first song he's ever written, and we actually challenged him just to write a song and see what he came up with. And so he wrote the song. His name is Courtney Smith, and Jerry Harris produced the song and produced the whole record. And if you look Jerry Harris up, you can kind of, you know, his credits will kind of speak to his capabilities. And really excited to be able to work with these guys. And you know, I believe that God placed us all here at this time. And so, but like you said, you know, getting back to the culture, the multiculturalism of the choir, it's so beautiful, and I really enjoy it. And it's also not just multicultural, but multi-generational. You know, the oldest lady in our choir, she doesn't mind me telling her, is 90 years old. So,
wow.
It's one of those things. Or actually, not, no, I'm sorry, 80 years old.
Yeah.
But she comes faithfully, and she's awesome. She's awesome. So to be able to have these, you know, different cultures and different generations represented in our choir, I believe is definitely unique, and it's a blessing from God.
It is. It is. Let me ask you this, and this is not me asking to, I'm asking for me, because I evangelize.
Okay.
How do you get more multiracial, multicultural people interested in what you're doing? I know the quick answer and the right answer is the love of the Lord, and the Bible says, if my name be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. I do understand that,
right.
But from a perspective of actually going out and speaking to people and witnessing to people, what advice can you give me? If no one else is they're listening, but if no one else wants to know, I want to know, how do you reach others like that?
Here's the thing, and this is without, you know, any cliches. I believe that, first of all, if you have a heart for God, you know, like you said, you know, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. But also, I think just be yourself. I mean, people, everyone, no matter what race, is drawn to transparency. Everyone, not a whole lot of people even recognize scripture. So it's very hard to go out there and just throw the Bible at them and throw this scripture in that. And I think it has its place. But I think in order to reach people, especially today, people are looking for real people, people who are transparent, people who are not ashamed of their story, people who will look you in the face and tell you, hey, dude, I've screwed up, and it probably won't be the last time. And that's not to boast, but it's just to say, you know what, this Jesus is for everybody, and if you want him, he wants you. And so that's pretty much what we've done. And I'm glad you said that. You know, evangelism is number one. But the organization, I wouldn't call it organization, but the real ministry name is called Making God Famous, and that's what we're out to do. So, you know, that's our goal. That's how we reach people.
Yeah.
I lead the choir, but when we get on that stage, you know, our goal is to disappear. It really is. And the way to do that is just to show people who you really are, and that is, you know, to show them the Christ in you. So that's our goal. That's our method anyway.
Amen. I appreciate that, because as you were speaking, the Lord brought something back to my remembrance. When I was in the military, when I was stationed at Fort Campbell, there was this one white guy. His name is Craig Schmidt. We ended up becoming the best of friends, and I do mean the best of friends. He came. I brought him back home with me to meet my parents. We hung out together. I mean, that's what I mean by best friend. He helped me out when I was in trouble one time. And he was. I first noticed Schmidt because he used to hang out with all the black people, and he was white.
Okay.
And you know, I remember looking at him like, you hanging out with us? Why aren't you hanging? But then he just enjoyed our. And so when you take people outside of, and you look at them and take and not put them in a box, and realize that you're just being yourself. That people, I don't think he ever saw color. I think really I saw color. I don't think he did. You know, and so when I'm listening to you tell that story, it makes so much sense. Just be yourself. Those who feel comfortable, they'll come, they'll be there. Those who aren't, there's a place in the kingdom for them on earth to go and be where they want to be. And so I thank you for helping me with that, because that made a whole lot of sense. It really did.
Well, no problem, man. I'm glad.
So the CD project, what can we expect from the project? I know it's got to be, if not more awesome, but just as awesome as More of Thee. What else can we expect from the project?
Well, you can expect a project full of just solid choir music. You know, it's not just choir music. I mean, there's praise and worship element, but we really, really wanted to produce something for the churches who have choirs that still mean a lot to them. Mm-hmm. For the choir, you know, churches that have choirs that still are what are, you know, the choir is still thriving in their particular churches. And so you'll hear some very, very cool choir music. You'll hear some upbeat stuff, just stuff that you can reproduce on Sunday mornings, stuff that you know, stuff in there for the youth choir to jam to, but also the simplicity of the music, the simplicity of the production gives everyone an opportunity to play it, gives everyone an opportunity to reproduce it. You don't necessarily have to have a 20-piece band, or you know, you can do it with a 3-piece band. You can do it with a piano and some singers. It just depends on how you go after it. But some uplifting stuff, some traditional stuff, contemporary. Hopefully we scratched all the itches in this particular record, but at the same time it comes together. Hopefully when we get a chance to release the entire project, hopefully you won't get skipped. You'll go from one to however many numbers is on there.
That's
what you can expect, man.
That's my kind of project. That's my kind of project. I can put it when I'm riding, especially when I'm traveling. You know, I don't like to have to. I want to put something in where I can listen to the whole thing, but like, man, this whole thing is jamming, you know? Well, I've got, you know, that's what I like. That's what I love. So, something in there for the youth, something in there for the chronologically mature. Share with us, as a choir director, the joys of doing choir music, because we have a lot of praise and worship teams these days, mm-hmm. and sometimes because people are starting their ministries, they have more of a praise and worship team rather than a choir. But for those who have choirs, just speak a little something to them. Churches who have choirs, ministries who have choirs, say something to those guys.
Well, first thing I want to say is that they still matter. I think a lot of times, because of the praise and worship movement, and I know in every church is different, so I don't want to come off as being ignorant to, you know, to think that it's not relevant to each situation, but I want to say that choirs still matter. Choirs, for a lot of people, especially traditional gospel and traditional, you know, Southern people, you know, that was all they knew. That's all they had, and so they still matter. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing, I'll kind of say it in the form of a story, but don't, you know, our choir is not a choir full of people that can all sing. Let me just be honest. Everybody in the choir doesn't have a solo voice. I sing okay, you know, but there's guys out there that can sing me under the table, and I know it. But the cool thing about a choir is that it is the blend of a bunch of different voices, a bunch of different people, some people who find their pitch because they're standing next to somebody who's on pitch. You know, that's the beauty of a choir, and it makes that sound. You know, the imperfections of your voice are hidden sometimes in a choir. And it kind of goes back to the cliche, you know, where there's unity, there's strength, or, you know, those type of things, because, you know, everybody can sing in a choir. You know, and I know people audition, and we did too. We auditioned for our choir in 2011, and we had 115 people come audition, and we kept everybody. We kept every single person. It was a trip. We just wanted to see who would come. But at the end of the day, man, choirs matter, and you can be a part of it.
Amen. There it is. The CD project is called All Praise, the Salt Lake City Mass Choir. That was the one and only Tim Drisdom. And how can people find out more about you, more about the choir, more about the ministry, and just how can they find out more about you, sir?
Yeah, so you can visit us at our website, slcmasschoirproject.com, slcmasschoirproject.com. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, and also on Twitter at SOC Mass Choir. Come out and follow us. Hopefully, you know, you'll get something encouraging. And we're really excited to be entering into the gospel industry. So thank you guys so much for in advance for your support.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Hey, man, thanks for having me anytime.
Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.